Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Merry Christmas. Turn to that neighbor next to you, just tell them Merry Christmas in your mother tongue. If you're watching online, drop that comment, Merry Christmas in your mother tongue. You know, some of you are not even looking aside because you have no idea. Oh, maybe it's embarrassing, what it means. You know, this word Merry Christmas is a very strange word. In a certain area of Uganda, Western Uganda, for them, Merry Christmas is like kulika. It's kind of like you have made it to December. So turn to your neighbor, tell them, well done, you have made it to December. You have made it to Christmas. And then let's give Jesus thanks for really allowing us to see this Christmas in 2025. Come on. Let's never take this for granted. You know? Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. You know, Christmas is synonymous with gift giving. And some of us who have been around for a couple of decades, Christmas wasn't the same the way it is today. In fact, I remember the time I began to experience gifts during Christmas. Actually, was when we had children as as adults. You know, when we were younger, Christmas was very interesting. Okay, we used to go up country to the village and we eat lots of meat. Of course, that's very African, you know. But I remember those days, Christmas would get a real Christmas tree, a natural Christmas tree. And most likely would get it on about the 24th, the day before Christmas, you know. Or sometimes you just go and steal it from your neighbor's hedges. You know, some of you know what I'm talking about here. You know, the decorations were very unique. Not like what we see today. These ones from China. Toilet paper. Remember that pink and blue toilet paper? If you remember that, you have made it. Kulika, you have made it. You know, Ace, you've been around for some decades. And sometimes we just put some cotton as if it was snow. Oh, Uganda, we love Uganda. And then, for me, when I was a child, the one thing that I loved the most was the sweets. Can you imagine? We used to hang sweets on threads, eh? And there would be the decoration. And they would never survive through the night. Some of us were ninja warriors. At night, we just come out and just harvest. In the morning, we just find toilet paper. And those were the gifts we had. Those days. Today, it's different. In fact, for children, every time it's Christmas, they expect gifts. You know, it's just part of the culture today, and we do it because we love them. And even me, I've been getting gifts as well. So it's just, you know, blesses all of us. We get blessed. But when I look back, I hardly remember all the gifts I've received for Christmas, except for last year. Because that gift that I received last year was very functional. My wife gave me a good shoe, very functional. All weather, I've been using it for golf, for muddy weather. In fact, when we were going out for the Christmas cantata at Old Kampala, I was wearing it first because remember, God gave us mud instead of snow in Africa, you know. Functional. But 3 years down the road, that gift is going to be no more. No matter how many gifts you get for Christmas all your life, they have an end. They become obsolete. They don't last forever. Not with God, our Heavenly Father. The gift that God gives to the world is a gift that lasts forever. And His name is Jesus, God's indescribable gift. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, Paul says, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift." This gift is not wrapped in paper. It came in flesh. This gift is not placed under a Christmas tree. It was placed in a manger. This gift is not just for 2025. It is forever. It is eternal. No wonder Jesus is God's indescribable gift. Now Luke, as I read earlier, gives us a narrative about the birth of Christ. I'm going to pick it up from verse 18. I'm going to just jump to verse 26. And let's continue from the book of Luke to read this narrative of the Christmas story. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." And that Son of the Most High God is the one that we celebrate today, who was born on Christmas Day. You see, this announcement from an angel to Mary was an announcement to all of us that God loves the world and is giving us a gift of his Son. And not any kind of gift. His one and only Son. You see, Christmas reminds us that God did not send advice. God did not send instructions or laws. God sent a person. And his name is Jesus. In John 3:16, and we love this verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God gave us his Son on Christmas Day, not because of anything else, but because of his love for you today. He loves you so much that he had to send you a gift like no other. And we call this an indescribable gift. Why? Because it is beyond our understanding. Because it is a gift like no other. As I said earlier, every gift received in life ultimately is going to expire. It's going to end up in a landfill somewhere. It serves its purpose and it ends. Not Jesus. He's a gift like no other. And that is why today we are referring to him as God's indescribable gift. Because you cannot put enough words around Jesus. Why? And what makes Jesus an indescribable gift? And the reason is, it's because of who Jesus is. And the last couple of weeks we have labored to explain who the Son of God is. If you miss any of the messages, you can find these messages on the Watoto app or YouTube. You see all the messages. The Son of God. We went to explain that Jesus was not an ordinary man. Some religions think he was just an ordinary man. Some people think he was just a historical figure, a good teacher. Yes, he was a good man. He was a good teacher, but he was more than a good teacher. Some think he was simply a prophet. It is true, Jesus prophesied, but he was more than a prophet. Some think he had a beginning. Jesus' life began on Christmas, but that's not true. Jesus is the eternal Son of God, coexistent with God the Father, has no beginning, has no end. He is fully God and was manifested as a man. Why? Because he loves you and wanted to save you from your sins. Jesus is indescribable because he's fully God. He's not like any other gift. He is of infinite worth. That word infinity means infinity without end. We can never wrap our minds around the worth of Jesus. And I think that's why heaven is, we're going to be there for eternity, just enjoying the worth of who this Jesus is. He is of infinite worth because he is God, yet he came as a man. He is eternal. He has no beginning. He has no end, yet was born in time. He is beyond time, and yet was born in time. He is holy, yet he lived among sinners. Wow, what a gift. God did not send a servant. He sent himself. The creator entered creation. The king became a servant. Love stepped into human suffering. That's what Christmas is all about. And that's what makes the celebration of Christmas so important, because God himself came down here on earth to live with us so he could save us by dying for us, but also dying in our place. Just imagine a king who removes the crown and his robes, and then he goes in one of the slums of his kingdoms and begins to eat the food of the poor. He wears their clothes, and then ultimately he dies for them. That is Christmas. It is God's indescribable gift. And it shows us that God is not distant. God is not in heaven and looking down on earth and saying, you know what, on your own. Christmas tells us that God became close to us. The other name of Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. And that's a beautiful thing, because we can know that God is with us. Let this Christmas remind you each and every day of your life as you move into the future. When you go through those darkest moments, that you are not alone. God, who was distant, he came close in the person of Jesus Christ. You are not alone. David said, even when I walk through the darkest valleys, I'll fear no evil. Why? God is with me. Come on, say it. God is with me. That's what Christmas is all about. God is with me. Therefore, I will not fear. So, what makes Jesus God's indescribable gift is because of who he is. Now, why is Jesus God's indescribable gift? Number one is God's plan through him is eternal. God did not send Jesus as a reaction to our sin. That's what I mean. God is not reactionary. God knows the end from the beginning. In fact, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, the Lamb who was slain before the creation of the world. Who is the Lamb? John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus was slain. In other words, God planned for your rescue, your salvation, before Genesis 1:1. When God said, in the beginning, let there be, God had already planned for your salvation because God knew you would sin. That's amazing, isn't it? Your salvation is not an afterthought. When I'm driving in the city of Kampala, I react to the traffic situation. In Uganda, we all become crazy when Christmas is coming up. I wonder why. In Kampala, everything becomes crazy. You just prepare that a journey of 30 minutes can last 6 hours. And it's true. And as you find traffic here, you think about another route. You keep on reacting. Now, imagine for a moment that actually you lived above Kampala and you could see where the traffic is. You would never be in traffic jam. You'd just go on a route that has a traffic jam. God is beyond time. He saw that we would sin and he planned for your rescue even before you had sinned. Your salvation is not an afterthought. He planned for it. Don't you love it that the God who made you already made a plan to rescue you? That's amazing. In other words, you are not here by accident. You are not an afterthought. God was not reacting to human failure. Christmas is not reactional. Christmas is a well-planned thing by God from eternity past. The Lamb of God was slain before the creation of the world. God sees the end from the beginning. And God's timing is perfect. Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son. God is never late. God is never early. God is always on time. You see, we have this time. This is our time. It's finite. God lives beyond time. And his time is always perfect. I don't like waiting. But you know what? God's timing is always perfect. It's worth the wait. So remember, every time you go through a difficulty and say, God, how long? Remember, God always shows up on time. And Christmas is also a reminder that God always shows up on time. Our salvation was not an afterthought. It was in God's plan. This means your salvation rests on God's eternal plan. Not on your plan. On God's eternal plan. But also it means, if you're hearing this message and you've not opened your heart to Jesus, God has been pursuing you before you were born, and today he's telling you, would you open your heart today and allow me to be your greatest gift ever? Jesus was born to save you. So secondly, Jesus is God's indescribable gift. Because with Jesus, you get more. It is just like that gift that keeps on just exploding and just unveiling more things in your life. He provides more eternal blessings. When you are in Christ, you don't just get forgiveness. You get more than just forgiveness. And Paul highlights some of these blessings in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. To 8 says this, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. If you are united with Christ, if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have accepted this indescribable gift in your life, these are your blessings. You are chosen. Even before the world was made, the Bible says, you are chosen. God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. He decided to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Christ Jesus. This is what he wanted to do, and this gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Paul is simply saying, when you are in Christ, when you embrace the gift of Jesus, you get much more than just forgiveness. You are God's choice. You belong to God's family. Family, let me let you know, friends, our biological family have an end point. I'm not saying this so we stop loving them. They are for a purpose. We have what we call an eternal family. It's called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. This lasts forever. Maybe you are listening to me this morning and you have been in a dysfunctional family. If you embrace Jesus, God's indescribable gift, he gives you an eternal family where you are adopted as a son and a co-brother or sister to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amazing. And the forgiveness. by the blood of Jesus Christ. Those verses go on to say, he gives us an inheritance. Now, some of you, when you look at what your parents have, there's no inheritance. And there's more bad news. You know, we are Africans, we're like inheritance of land. Land never expands. The more children, the more division. So it gets worse. But in Jesus, we have an eternal inheritance that is not based on the perishables of this world. That's why it's God's indescribable gift for you. Embrace him. You get much more. Forgiven. Chosen. Family. Loved. An inheritance. Jesus being your Lord and Savior. Come on. That's amazing. That is amazing. Come on, give praise to God this morning. He's not just a baby in a manger. He's your Savior, your Lord, your blessing. Receive him today. Open your heart to this amazing gift that lasts forever and changes your life forever. So we have seen that God's indescribable gift, Jesus, was not given as a reaction. God already planned for our rescue. Secondly, when you embrace Jesus, you get much more than just forgiveness. There are more blessings in Jesus. And then lastly, Jesus is God's indescribable gift because this gift is priceless. It's priceless. And I think sometimes that's why we take it for granted. You can never place any monetary value on Jesus. The gifts you give to one another, they have a price tag on them. Jesus, priceless. And there's no true way to measure the worth of Jesus, because this is God himself. The Father gave a priceless gift to us. His one and only son, Jesus. He didn't have 10 sons and gave us one. One and only. That is sacrificial love to us. When the son came, he laid down his life. Not for good people, because they are none. For his enemies. Paul tells us that someone might dare to die for a good person, but for a bad person, no one. But God demonstrates his own love for us. He demonstrates. He showed us his own love in this. That while we were still sinners, enemies of God, going on enjoying wickedness, Jesus died a death we should have died, because the wages of sin is death. We all deserve to be punished by death for our sins. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were sinners, Jesus died for us. Priceless. When Jesus was on the way to being crucified, the same people that he loved, the same people he fed, read the Gospels, they came to him in multitudes. He fed them. He healed the sick. He raised their dead. He cleansed the lepers. And then, when the religious leaders conspired against him because they were jealous, because it was popular, they turned against him, and everybody was like, crucify him. Crucify him. The same people he loved, the same people crucify him. And then Jesus does something that nobody will ever do. He turned and he said, God, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Priceless. He laid down his life for us. Yes, we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus the Christ. But he was born ultimately to lay down his life so that whoever should believe and trust in him, whoever should say, Jesus, you are the true Son of God, will be forgiven, reconciled back to God, given a new family, and be given eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus. That whosoever means whosoever, all of us are included, liars, adulterers, murderers, whoever you are, whosoever would just believe him. His gift is priceless. It costs him. We get it for free because of his love for us. How can you take for granted such a beautiful gift that God gives to you? For a believer, this means that you cannot take your walk casually. The right response is to give everything to the one who gave everything for you. Live a surrendered life. 2026 is coming. Offer yourself as a living sacrifice every day. Live in honor of the one who gave himself for you. But also, I know in this place, you're here, you're not lying on air. You have not opened your heart to Jesus as today. You sense it is time to accept this indescribable gift of Jesus today. You can receive Jesus. It cost him everything. Right now, he offers his gift to you free by his grace because he loves you. Open up your heart today and receive Jesus. Be forgiven. Live at peace with yourself and with God. Receive eternal life today. Yes, you've tried religion. It says, try harder. But Jesus says, I have done what you cannot do. Receive, and I'm going to empower you to live a life that I want you to live. Today, would you surrender your heart to Jesus? That is the right response to this indescribable gift, to receive it. Bow your heads. Let's pray. Father, grateful for this morning. Grateful for your indescribable gift. Jesus, no words can fully explain your worth to us. God, in flesh, you came on Christmas in a manger. You came and offered yourself and did what we could never do because we are sinners. We could never in a million years pay the penalty for our sins because we are sinners. We can never merit becoming right with God, but God, you sent your Son Jesus who came and died a death we should have died. And now you offer us salvation because of Jesus. And as many as have received Jesus, they are forgiven. They become children of God, eternally secure in the arms of our loving Father. Holy Spirit, I pray right now, draw people to you, towards Jesus right now. Every head bowed down, every eye closed, you're saying today, Pastor Ed, I would like to receive Jesus. I'm done. I want to surrender my heart to Jesus. I want to pray for you online, on air, right in this room, respond by raising your hand. Lift up your hand, wherever you are. I want to pray for you today. Receive Jesus. Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Be bold. Jesus came for you. Raise your hand. Let me pray for you. Upstairs, online, click that link that is showing up. God bless you. Thank you. On air, write to us, connect@pototochurch.com. You matter. We want to know who you are. We are family. Thank you. Raise your hand. Today, I know you're here. Don't let fear and pride stop you from accepting God's indescribable gift. Receive Jesus today. Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Thank you. Raise your hand. The greatest gift you can ever receive is Jesus. Every other gift is temporal. Jesus is eternal. I'm going to pray shortly. Anybody else before I pray? Receive Jesus. Be forgiven. Be at peace with God. God bless you. Be at peace with yourself. Lift up your hand. Raise that emoji online and one of our team members is going to connect with you. Thank you. I see your hand. Raise your hand. Don't leave this place trying to figure out life. God wants to direct you through His Son, Jesus Christ. Receive Him. And He will be your God and guide you. He's your God. Thank you. Now, Father, thank you so much for everybody who's raising their hands today saying, here I am. Forgive me. And as many as have received you, your word reminds us they become children of the Most High God. Forgiven. The old is gone, the new is here. And today we celebrate them. In Jesus' name I do pray, and everybody say it, amen. Amen. Come on, let's give Jesus a big hand for what He's done in this place. Amen. Amen and amen. If you raise your hand, I believe one of our hosts is reaching out to you. Would love to know who you are because we are family. You belong to us, we belong to you. Would love to walk with you. Make sure that you are growing in your faith. To know that you have a brother and a sister, you know, and you're not alone, because that's what it's all about. Life is better together. One more time, let's celebrate our friends who have said yes to Jesus in person, on air, online. We love you. 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 Now, there's going to be a team of people.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey, 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 hey.